from Washington VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. American boxing legend Muhammad Ali has died after battling Parkinson's disease for 32 years. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion. While he was actively boxing, he spoke with reporters before fighting world heavyweight champion Joe Frazier in 1971.
Joe's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Born Cassius Clay, he converted to Islam as an adult. He was both beloved and controversial and so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated named him Sportsman of the 20th Century. Muhammad Ali died in Phoenix in the southwestern state of Arizona, where he was being treated for a respiratory ailment at age 74. China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islands in the South China Sea, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said today. Carter told Asian defense ministers, security analysts, and scholars at a security forum in Singapore there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the strategic waters and elsewhere. Carter called China's actions provocative and destabilizing.
China's actions in the South China Sea are isolating it at a time when the entire region is coming together and networking. Unfortunately, if these actions continue, China could end up erecting a great wall of self-isolation.
A Chinese academic, in response, said today the United States, not China, is escalating tensions by sailing military ships and flying planes near China territories. Pope Francis has decreed that Roman Catholic bishops can be removed from office. This is VOA News. The removal if they are found negligent in dealing with priests accused of abusing children. A new Vatican law the Pope issued today appears to be a response to a long-standing demand by U.S. activists who have denounced what they saw as the Church's failure to take action against pedophile priests. The papal decree makes it clear that even bishops who are not personally accused of abusing children can be removed if they have shown to fail to protect their congregations from abuse within. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault held talks today to discuss specific challenges facing a proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conference, which France would like to host. Mr. Kerry said both Israel and Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli Prime Minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended Friday's meeting in Paris, where ministers from 20 countries met to hear France's plans for seeking peace between the two sides. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN Ambassador Bashar Jaafari dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The International Syria Support Group Coalition had called for the World Food Program to unilaterally deliver food to besieged Syrians starting this week if access wasn't granted by the Syrian government. A new report finds the situation in East Ukraine remains volatile 2 years after war broke out between Russian-backed armed separatists and the government. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in Geneva.
The latest UN figures show nearly 9,400 people have been killed and more than 21,500 others wounded since the conflict began in mid-April 2014. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA there is a worrying increase in heavy weaponry near the contact line.
There have been strongly credible reports of servicemen from across the border from Russia coming into and out of Ukrainian territory. And the same goes for heavy weaponry as well. There have been very credible reports.
The report accuses the armed rulers of eastern Ukraine of widespread human rights violations and abuses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And FIFA, the international football governing body, says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two top officials awarded themselves $80 million over 5 years. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.